We go to the Cardio Newsline. We only got about a minute left here, Aaron. Thanks for joining us for the brief minute that you'll be on. But a lot of people swimming in credit card debt right now. We're just sort of asking, what is the most people using plastic to pay their debts in the nation? Where is it?
It's actually in Laredo, Texas, followed by Detroit, San Bernardino, California, Newark, and Winston-Salem. Those are the top five. But what's really interesting about this is that it's all over the country. And I think that speaks to a bigger problem when you're looking at essentially, this is not isolated one place. We have over $17.5 trillion in household debt. That is not going away anytime soon. And Colorado Springs, be kind of happy, because out of the top five, top 100 cities, major cities in the U.S., you guys came in 58. Ooh. So you're better than the lower.
and we got about 30 seconds left. And thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. The Port of Baltimore, under the microscope, that is a pretty big area. What impact are we going to have on the economy, do you think, in just about 15 seconds or less?
15 seconds, I'll give you the big bullet points, which are surprising to a lot of people. Logistics experts believe that the impact is going to be limited because of the large number of alternative highways and seaports on the East Coast. There are so many. Yes, in the short term, it will have an impact for sure. But they think the global macro, not so bad. It will have a regional impact on the economy of Baltimore itself. That will see problems. And then the insurance companies are going to have massive payouts. But long term, broad global economic impact, not as bad as one might think.
Okay, thanks for the Reader's Digest version of everything.